Praise Lord. Today's Bible reading is taken from the book of John, chapter 3, verses from 3 to 5. Book of John, chapter 3, verses 3 to 5. And Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" And Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Here is the Bible reading. Dear brothers and sisters, we are all a children of God. We are called the children of Israel. The Lord had created us in His own image. We are the descendants of Adam. And we are the descendants of Abraham. We call him as our spiritual father. We have a huge lineage. We call ourselves Christians. According to the Bible, we are created in His own image. Yes, He calls us His children, but are we knowing the Lord, but are we seeking the Lord in the way that the Lord wants us to seek Him? But have we all returned to the Lord God, our Savior, in the manner, in the order in which the Lord is looking forward? To make it much more clear, are we consecrating the same method? Are we following the Lord of our God Jesus Christ, how He wants us to follow Him? Are we following the commandments of the Lord, which He has set forward us, which He had set before us in place, so that His children shall be following the exact method and the way which He had set us as an example for us? Is there any kind of a deviation in the order that the Lord Jesus Christ wants to follow? In our own lives, let us evaluate. Let us just think about it. When the Lord had said that with much great importance in John chapter 3, verses starting from 3 to 5, that most assuredly, if that word is used, most assuredly, how much more that Jesus Christ should emphasize about the method, about the practice. If the Lord says most assuredly, then how prominent and how pivotal that thing should be in nature. If there's no importance for a thing, will the Lord insist? Do you think the Lord Jesus Christ would have spoken about a thing which is of less importance? If that's a word which is used most assuredly, if you can go back to the Bible and read John chapter 3, verse starting from 3 to 5. So the Lord insists over here the importance about getting baptized. How an immersed baptism is important, is pivotal for a humankind. For He Himself administered it. For He Himself got baptized through John the Baptist, who was 6 months older than Him. So the Lord says that, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This is very straight and direct. If one is not born again, they cannot see the kingdom of God. And it's not once He had told, He has told it again. The second time, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Never neglect, or do not be negligent towards the word that the Lord speaks to us. The Lord will not come to us in a physical form and speak to us. We are not that worthy. For the Lord God so loved this world that He had sent His only Son to this world, that through Him the world should be saved. So if that's the ultimate goal and vision of the Lord God, the creator of the universe, then how much are you and me to deviate from the principles that which the Lord had set forth before us? For Lord Jesus Christ has been a pioneer who insisted this order of service, this order of life, that any man who wants to be with the Lord, who wants to enter the kingdom of God, should be completely cleansed by the Spirit and the water when he's in this world. Only then you will be equipped. Only then you will be equipped for the kingdom of God. Only then you will be the partakers of the kingdom. This is the baptism that we agreed that Jesus Christ is Savior and he died for our sins, and we also are dying into the sin. We died to the sin and we resurrect into righteousness. This is the reason behind baptism, that we die along with him and we resurrect along with him. Dear brothers and sisters, let us be enlightened in our spirit. Let us wake up from our slumber, for this is the time that the Lord wants us to correct our ways. For this is the time that the Lord is speaking to the churches. The Holy Spirit is speaking to us. For the Lord wants us to engage within our spirit, and he wants us to evaluate ourselves, what we are following. For why should there be a schism, or why should there be a division among Christians? Is that the Lord God Jesus Christ wanted to have? But why do we have a difference in spirit? Why do we have a different method to be followed when Jesus Christ administered one method, when Jesus Christ administered only one lesson, when there is only one gospel? Why do we have a difference in the method that we follow? This may be a sensitive topic, but I just want to ask each one of you to think about it in your own spirit, in your own heart, and meditate what the Lord wants to speak to you. For the Lord says that, most assuredly I said to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Cannot even see the kingdom of God. Only then we have to think about entering into it. So this means baptism is a certification that the Lord is giving, that this person, this soul, is a transformed spirit. The soul is a transformed one, and this soul had accepted me in truth and spirit, and they have acknowledged that Jesus Christ died for this world and he had been resurrected on the third day. So all those who accept this gospel and all those who follow this gospel in truth and spirit shall be considered as the children of God, shall be considered as a child of God. The Lord wants you and I to follow the method, the principle which he had set forth as an example, being a pioneer that he came to this world. If he himself had administered a method, how much are you and me to deviate from that method and follow something else which he had not even prescribed? Can we be called as a righteous man of God if we do not do what the Lord wants to do? Can we even call our own selves as a children of God or as a child of God if we do not follow what the Father wants us to follow? Dear brothers and sisters, the scripture is in your hand. The word of God is in your hand. The Holy Spirit is still living. Pray and ask the Lord what you are supposed to do. The Lord is mindful of you and he shall speak to you. The Lord said that I have given my comforter, the Holy Spirit, and he shall come upon you and he shall guide you and he shall give you the counsel. He shall speak to you. Call on his name. The Lord shall speak to you. You do not have to trust on any other person. For once the faith has come, there is no need for a tutor. For you have got the faith in Jesus Christ, and that faith is fair enough to guide you forth. That faith that you have received in the Lord God Jesus Christ is mighty enough to lead you forth. Apostle Paul says, once the faith has come, there's no need for a tutor. You are not babies, for the Lord has made you mature in spirit. For the Lord has given you a transformed mind, a transformed spirit, and He never calls you as a baby, and He never expects that you should be a baby. You should not be depending upon others to come and always preach you the gospel, to come and always guide you to the principles. For you and I have a scripture in your hand. Take up the scripture and read through it. For the Lord wants you to speak. For the Lord wants you to speak the truth. You follow the truth and the truth shall set you free. Engard your spirit. These are the last days of deception. These are the last days in which the evil spirit deceives. And there are many false prophecies. Discern. Do not be deceived. The Lord is most assuredly warning you that do not be deceived. But discern and live a holy life, a fruitful life. For the Lord wants you to be the inheritors of His kingdom. But the Satan doesn't want you to be. There are false principles and false gospels going all around. It's because the Satan doesn't want you to be the kingdom seekers. He doesn't want you to be the partakers of His holy kingdom. But the Lord is warning you again and again to read His scripture, to follow the commandments which He had already set forth before your eyes. For even when the Israelites, they had the Messiah with them, they never knew that He was the Messiah because their eyes were not open to it. Only the few were able to see and realize that the Messiah is within them, is amidst of them. That's how even you and I are now. In these last days, our eyes should be opened. The inner eyes, our heart should be opened towards the scripture, that we shall be able to see what the truth is. We should not be gloomed by the deception of the spirit, of the evil spirit. The Lord wants us to be the partakers of His kingdom. Let us not pave way for deception. Have a renewed heart. For the Lord is want to give you a renewed spirit, a renewed heart, a transformed mind. Ask Him and He's going to give you. Fear the Lord, and that is the beginning of wisdom. If you do not fear the Lord, then you shall not be giving, shall not be receiving His wisdom and understanding. The first commandment is to fear Him and tremble before the Lord God Almighty, who is the creator of this universe and who is the one who had formed you in His own image and who has given you the life that you're living in today. Follow Him and He shall help you to lead a fruitful life. For He shall make you to walk through the counsels. He'll help you to walk through His words. And at the end, He shall receive you in glory. Amen. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord speak to you this morning. God bless you. Praise the Lord.